You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.
Ian Schulz. Well, here's something I never really wanted to think about, but apparently a new book about Richard Nixon claims he had a clandestine gay affair with Bebe Rebozo. You kids out there probably don't remember who Bebe Rebozo was. He was a Florida banker, the son of Cuban immigrants, who was Nixon's alleged bagman, bringing him bribes from the mafia and Howard Hughes, and he was also Nixon's biggest pal. They golfed and boated and swam and who knows what all. I don't know if Nixon was gay or not, but him being dead and off the gay playing field makes it kind of moot anyway. But the biography, Nixon's Darkest Secrets, by a longtime Washington reporter, Don Folsom, also makes the claim that Nixon's military aides had a secret job to teach the president how to kiss his wife so they would look like a convincing couple. Really? Now, how would military aides do that exactly? If one of them was a woman, I suppose she could pucker up for the president as another aide stood by and shouted tips. But I imagine most of those aides were men. And if it was a man puckering up for Nixon, well, it kind of takes the whole point out of the lesson, doesn't it? Besides, Nixon and Pat had been married quite a while, even before he became president. Surely he must have kissed her long before he had military aides at his disposal. They had two daughters, after all. Everybody knows you can't have children without kissing. It should be said, however, that daughter Julie, who married Ike Eisenhower's son, David, contributed money to the Barack Obama presidential campaign. If she really is Nixon's daughter, he must be spinning in his grave. And maybe it should also be said that daughter Trisha's wedding to corporate attorney Edward Cox was spoofed by the San Francisco drag troupe The Cockettes in a theater piece and 1971 movie called Trisha's Wedding, which included a drag version of Eartha Kitt spiking the wedding punch bowl with LSD. Again, severe Nixon grave spin. One of the downsides, in my opinion, of this whole gay marriage flap is that we don't have as many outrageous theatrical antics by hallucinogen-crazed drag queens as we used to back when we had Dick Nixon to kick around. Anyway, Nixon gay? Come on, who's next? J. Edgar Hoover? The mind boggles. I gotta go.
You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.